There was so much talk about Toronto's offense coming into this game, but boy, that was a pretty impressive effort by your team tonight.
Yeah, we stuck to our game plan and, you know, get pucks on the net, and you just never know what happens.
What's working so well with you and Ben Chiarot right now?
Just talking. Just, you know, keeping it simple. You know, not letting each other get comfortable back there, you know. You mess up, you just got to shake it off and be ready for the next shift.
Is this the best you've ever played?
No. Not even close.
No?
No.
So we can see, we can expect a lot more from you?
Oh, obviously, yeah. No, I don't know. We're playing pretty good.
What's more to give at this stage? I mean, you're hitting, you're sort of forced defensively from what your coach is saying, you got the offense. I mean, what part of your game do you think is your most effective right now?
Just our D zone, I think, you know, just our team itself, just, you know, buying in, we're sticking to our game plan and, you know, worry about our defense first and, you know, the offense will come.
Your coaches said that you specifically are central to the team surviving this injury skid. What do you think when you hear that?
It's always nice to get a pat on the back, but, you know, we're a team in here and we just stick together and we just play together and that's all we can do.
When you take over a game like you did in the second period, what is that? Does it feel different to you? What sparks that?
It's just confidence, just, you know, just knowing that I can protect a puck and just, you know, find time and, you know, room for someone else to get open and, you know, hopefully they can make it happen afterwards.
You know, there are the things that people will notice, Dustin, but a couple of the other things too. I mean, the Leafs number one line really didn't seem that noticeable. Do you take as much pride in that as you did in what happened at the other end of the ice?
Yeah, I mean, that's our, you know, that's my job right now is that, you know, try to shut down the top line, and, you know, it's not easy. I mean, there's some good players over there, and, you know, every night it's a battle, and it's, you know, something that I've, you know, had to just jump into. You know, I didn't really have any practice, and just starting to, you know, start on the D and just go with it, and just running with what I got right now, and just enjoying every minute of it.
You mentioned confidence. Is there a certain point you read how the game is going to put the switch on for, you know, getting more involved, you know, whether it's physically or whether it's offensively?
Yeah, at times, you know, you have to read the game. It's, you know, doesn't matter what you're doing, you got to read what's in front of you and what's happening, and, you know, that's just hockey sense.
So what did you read tonight then for go time?
Just seeing my opportunities to do what I do, and, you know, just did it, kept it simple.
When you got moved back to D, did you go back with the intent of playing your way back onto defense full-time?
I want to be a forward. So much easier. Less skating, just less work to have to do.
Thank you. Do you think you'll be a defenseman in a month?
Probably not. Never know.
What do you think of Ben Chiarot getting a first goal?